This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical on Jamie Santee. First name Jamie, J-A-M-I, and the last name Santee, S-A-N-T-E-E. Place was Mission Point, Flint. Date was February the 17th, 2023. New paragraph patient profile. Mrs. Santee is a 39-year-old female who came from McLaren, and she was staying at the Hope Center for a few days, and before that was in a hotel. New paragraph history of past illness. Mrs. Santee was admitted to the hospital on February 10th, period. She had poorly controlled diabetes and complicated by gastroparesis, period. She was having severe nausea and vomiting, and was thinking she may have developed diabetic ketoacidosis, period. At that time, she had poorly controlled diabetes and was admitted and started on insulin, Levemir, 45 units nightly, plus aspart, 8-3 times a day, plus the scale, period. She comes to us on Levemir plus the scale, period. She has been poorly compliant, period. She... She was found to have diabetic ketoacidosis. Period. She was given IV fluids and insulin, and she did improve, period. She does have a history of hypertension treated with lisinopril, and she is being treated for gastroesophageal reflux with protonics, period. New paragraph, she also had a hospitalization for severe diabetic ketoacidosis in October of last year, and at that time also had acute kidney injury and gastroparesis and a urinary tract infection, period. New paragraph. She complains of decreased vision, especially in the right eye, but she's not completely blind, period. She has not seen an eye doctor, period. She actually did see one, but they did something, and then she says she had decreased vision after that, but she couldn't give me anything specific or give me any procedures. They might have just done refraction, period. She denies any cardiac problems or lung problems, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional. No fever or chills. Eye, she has decreased vision. Worse on the right than the left. ENT, no earache or sore throat. So decreased vision is worse on the left than the right. ENT, no earache or sore throat. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, she denies arthralgias, but she has weakness of both lower extremities. Heme, no bruising or bleeding. Skin, no rash or itch. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, but her sugar is fluctuating. They have been out of control, period. New paragraph, past history, diabetic ketoacidosis, diabetic diabetes mellitus type 2, acute kidney injury, urinary tract infection, gastroparesis. New paragraph, family history. Her mother had diabetes mellitus and was blind, and she also had heart disease, period. Her father had diabetes mellitus also, period. New paragraph, social history. She denies smoking or ethanol abuse and recent cocaine use, period. One record in October indicates that she has used cocaine in the past, period. New paragraph, medications. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day. Atorvastatin, 20 milligrams nightly. Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Bentyl 20 milligrams four times a day, Dedamir 45 units daily, Aspart, and she is on a, comes to us on a scale, gabapentin 300 milligrams three times a day for neuropathy, Alprazolam 2 milligrams every 12 hours as needed. If you have allergies, penicillin, Toradol, morphine, new paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed and a little bit debilitated. Blood pressure 108 over 60, temperature 97.8, pulse 92, respiratory rate 18. Her blood sugar today was 333 period. This is at 4 p.m. Her oxygen saturation was 100%. Head and neck, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, exox movements are normal, visual acuity is diminished, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, hearing was adequate, neck supple, no mass, no nose, no thyromegaly, lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular normal as well as 2, no gout, no murmur, no edema, fetal pulse was palpable, abdomen soft and non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, CNS, cranial nerves are grossly normal. Sensation to light touch is grossly present in the feet period. She could flex and dorsiflex her feet and flex her toe and move her legs, but she has weakness in her lower extremities in general period. It's symmetrical period. Musculoskeletal shoulder range of motion was good. There's no inflammation or fusion of the knees or other joints and no cyanosis. Skin was intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. Paragraph assessment and plan. When she has diabetes mellitus period, I will observe a Dedamir 45 units nightly plus Humalog plus Novolog to scale period. For neuropathy, I'll continue gabapentin 300 milligrams three times a day period. She's on Xanax 2 milligrams every 12 hours for severe anxiety period. For hypertension, she's on metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day. And they had stopped her lisinopril period. I recommend an ophthalmology visit if possible here, period. It's not clear how long she'll be here, but they anticipate skilled OT and PT five times a week due to weakness and neuromuscular education and improvement of activities of daily living, period. Mm-hmm. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.